From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Madison Conti. Missouri's recently appointed treasurer is getting the word out about a savings account for people with disabilities. State Treasurer Scott Fitzpatrick's office manages what are known as ABLE accounts. Those allow Missouri residents with disabilities to save tax-free money without losing benefits such as Social Security disability insurance. Even though there isn't a marketing budget to promote the ABLE program, Fitzpatrick says there's already been 1,000 accounts opened the past couple of years.
Those are exciting milestones, and the program's growing every week. And we're actually started an initiative now where we're working with employers in the state to try to allow payroll deductions for ABLE account contributions.
St. Louis officials are asking for more time to determine which of the nearly 900 felony detainees should be freed from jail, citing concerns that a judge's ruling could potentially free dangerous suspects. U.S. District Judge Audrey Fleissig ruled Tuesday that St. Louis must stop jailing people awaiting trial simply because they can't afford bail. Her ruling also gave the city 1 week to hold detention hearings. The stay request seeks at least 30 days. Missouri State Treasurer is optimistic that changes can be made to the low-income housing tax credit program. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum has more from Scott Fitzpatrick's appearance on Politically Speaking.
Missouri hasn't issued state tax credits to cultivate housing for low-income people since late 2017. Governor Mike Parson promised not to restart the program unless lawmakers made significant changes, which didn't happen during the 2019 legislative session. Even though tax credit advocates want Parson to reverse course, Fitzpatrick believes that the governor will continue to keep the program dormant to spur legislative action.
My expectation is the governor won't restart the state credits. I've been in meetings with the governor on this issue, and he is very clear that he's always been a supporter of this program. But he also said, look, at the end of the year, this is an issue that's always still on the table, and I want to get something done.
Missouri is still divvying out federal tax credits to help develop low-income housing. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
The nation's Roman Catholic bishops have ended a national meeting after approving new steps to deal more strongly with the clergy's sex abuse crisis. But skeptics say the moves leave the bishops in charge of policing themselves and potentially keep law enforcement at arm's length. The bishops stopped short of mandating that lay experts take part in investigating priests accused of child molestation or other misconduct. They also did not specify a procedure for informing the police of abuse allegations fielded by a newly proposed hotline. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.